Brendan Joyce worked in a Cleveland area restaurant before he was laid off last spring. He had to wait weeks to get unemployment for a variety of reasons. And now that he could go back to work at the restaurant, he's not going to.
I'm never going to go back to work in restaurants. I'm never going to go back to work in the restaurant industry here. And I think it's disgusting and offensive that anyone would expect restaurant workers to, after the way that they've been treated for the last year. Also, the rudeness from customers and aggressiveness and offensiveness about wearing masks that I've heard from people I worked with, on top of being literally being exposed to a pandemic simply so people could get drunk or eat an expensive meal. It's deeply offensive.
Joyce is now attending a university to change his career. Restaurants throughout Ohio say they're short-staffed. So are retail stores. A record 649,000 retail workers quit in April, the largest number of resignations from retailers in more than two decades of Labor Department data. Some businesses are paying well above minimum wage and even giving signing bonuses. Cedar Point and Kings Island are paying up to $20 an hour for some positions and cutting hours of operation because they can't get enough workers. And some businesses nearby are saying they cannot get workers because of high amusement park pay. Republicans are blaming the $300 federal subsidy that's been paid to unemployed Ohioans for holding back economic growth. So Ohio is stopping those payments on Saturday. About half of the states are doing the same. Nearly all are led by Republicans. The federal program for the 25 states that will continue to participate expires on Labor Day. The new leader of the Ohio Chamber of Commerce, Republican former Congressman Steve Stivers, thinks ending those benefits is the right choice.
And part of the problem is we're paying people to sit on the couch $300 a week plus the regular unemployment benefits. That's the equivalent of a $45,000 a year job. That's a problem.
But some workers say that's simply not the case. Isabel Alvarado of Columbus says she couldn't go back to her job because she didn't have childcare.
I was working remotely, and then the office requested me to return to work, but I couldn't find daycare within the time frame that they gave me. So I basically lost my job.
She's not alone. When the rest of the state was shutting down last spring, Rita Halliveld's daughter lost her child care at a Montessori preschool.
In order to meet the requirements for COVID precautions, they had to cut their early childhood program by 60%. That was the exact number they told me. And so they closed their toddler preschool and had fewer spaces open. And at that point, it was only going to be like academic year stuff anyway. So I was already in a position of having to search for childcare for the summer in order to be able to continue working. When the fall hit, they still weren't they just didn't have any spaces left.
Halliveld has been able to get some pandemic unemployment assistance throughout the year, and she's just recently found childcare, but she's a self-employed social worker, so now she has to build her client base back up, and it could be tough for a while. And while the state says everyone who wants to get vaccinated can, more than half of the state's population has not. Some workers tell me they're afraid of going back to work in closed spaces without a mask mandate because they have health conditions that put them at greater risk if they should get COVID. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.